Several hours a day, 5 days a week, an employee from the Philadelphia Water Department sits near the entrances of the city's junkyards, pretending to read a newspaper. He writes down descriptions of passing pickup trucks and shirtless men pushing shopping carts. His mission is to figure out who is stealing the city's manhole covers and street grates, increasingly valuable commodities on the scrap market. More than 2,500 covers and grates have disappeared in the past year, up from an annual average of about 100. The increase started in the spring of last year, as the price of steel and iron surged because of the growing demand for recycled materials in China and India. Thieves can get $5 or $10 for wrought iron grates that cover curbside drains and which weigh about 40 pounds. The larger manhole covers in the center of the streets weigh about double and triple that and are worth commensurately more. Thieves have so thoroughly stripped manhole covers from some areas that some neighborhoods look like obstacle courses, dotted with orange cones to warn drivers and pedestrians of gaping holes, some nearly 30 feet deep. Two adolescents were injured in recent months after falling into uncovered holes, and motorists and cyclists are increasingly anxious about damaging tires. City crews tried screwing down the covers, but the thieves responded by unscrewing them. The city pressed scrap dealers to refuse material marked as city property, but the thieves adapted again, using blowtorches to partially cut up or melt off the city labels. One thing has helped. The city has started welding the covers in place